Indiana is expected to face more severe storms, flooding, extreme heat, and tick-borne diseases in the future. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel tells us a new report says the state hasn't done enough to prepare.
The report by Trust for America's Health and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health ranked states based on how vulnerable they are to the effects of climate change and how prepared they are to address them. Co-author Matt McKillop says states like Indiana need to put more funding toward public health, coordinate with federal and local governments, and dedicate staff to preparing and responding to climate impacts specifically. McKillop says states also need to incorporate equity into their preparedness plans and work with communities to make sure those plans meet everyone's needs.
You want to make sure that cooling centers aren't being established in areas that are going to be difficult for people to access or that are, you know, sort of out of the way of where the highest risk populations might be.
McKillop says Indiana hasn't laid out specific plans to address climate impacts, but some Indiana cities have. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.